From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Friday, March 20th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. 4.5 things to know today. First, the roundup. Facebook has a new look, a new AI tech in wildfires, Google gets a worker council, and clarification from Wednesday's 3D print story. This is the business of tech. Kicking off with the daily roundup, California is now under instruction to shelter in place. China recorded no new cases for the second day in a row. Mexico and the U.S. have agreed to a partial closure of the border, and the State Department announced its recommendation to not travel abroad and for Americans to return home or shelter in place. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said Friday that the IRS will move the national income tax filing day to July 15th. Microsoft announced 44 million daily active users for Microsoft Teams, which is up from 32 million just 9 days ago. Yelp announced a program that will provide $25 million, primarily in the form of free advertising, to small businesses that make it through the pandemic. Facebook announced its own $100 million program earlier this week, also aimed at giving free advertising to small businesses. Amazon has suspended Prime Pantry to handle its backlog. Bloomberg is reporting that Apple's supply chain is still impacted by the shutdowns in China, even as new products are being launched. Netflix has agreed to reduce its traffic usage by 25% in the EU, and YouTube is defaulting to standard def in response to European Commission's request to, quote, ensure the smooth functioning of the internet, close quote. YouTube has launched a COVID-19 news shelf in 16 countries with verified content from authoritative news sources and health officials. Twitch is reporting traffic is up already more than 10%, and YouTube Gaming is up 15% over last week. Kickstarter is allowing creators to extend campaigns by up to a week. Uber has provided data indicating trips are down as much as 70% in some cities. Best Buy has offered employees 2 weeks' pay and told them work is optional. Snapchat is launching its Here For You health and wellness tool ahead of schedule for educating users with expert voices, launching next week. Musicians have taken to playing live on Instagram and Twitch, and a number of sites have listings of available shows. And for a creative one, Fox Sports and NASCAR have announced the inaugural eNASCAR Pro Invitational Series, replacing canceled races with simulations featuring professional drivers. The first event is March 22nd at 1:30 p.m. Facebook is rolling out a new dark mode and a desktop redesign, which is available as an opt-in. To activate the design, go to the Settings menu, choose See New Facebook, and you can disable it in the same location. Why do we care? Well, we care because anyone dealing with end users at any level is going to be dealing with some sort of support request related to this, particularly with social distancing and work from home. Descartes Lab is featured in a piece by CNN Business for their work leveraging artificial intelligence to spot wildfires faster. Launched in July, the company leverages satellite imagery and searches for changes such as smoke and hotspots to find fires. In some cases, faster than firefighters or civilians. Why do we care? This is a clever use of technology to solve a problem. The value doesn't go away despite the current environment, and I'm looking forward to seeing the clever solutions that start coming out of the current reality. Google has agreed to a worker council in Europe in response to a group of 153 Google employees from 11 European offices. The creation of a work council is required in the EU if enough of a company's employees in at least two countries file a written request. Why do we care? This is a big deal for technology companies who've not traditionally had unions or work organization. The EU is going to be driving this kind of change, and companies with broad international workforces will see it first. Finally, some clarification on the story reported on Wednesday from Italy in regards to the 3D printed valve. The volunteers have clarified reporting by Business Insider Italia that they were not threatened, simply had their request to release design files denied. Additionally, the initial cost figures for the valve is over $10,000 were inaccurate. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. It's nice that we're gearing up with some non-COVID-19 news as well. If you like the content, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/MSPradio. Anyone who signs up now during our launch offer will get a free private video question answered as a thanks for supporting the show. And you can follow us there to get additional insights into the show, upcoming Q&A sessions, and support the production of The Business of Tech. May the weekend be a little bit more quiet. I will talk to you all on Monday.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.